Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a brand new Metal Injection live cast. Can you believe Andrew WK is a fan of the show? I guess I shouldn't be so surprised. All the rest of the show's fans are dirty glue sniffers too. Here's the show.
I don't believe it.
What the hell, Chuck Blandington?
That's very cold.
I might not have been here last week, but I thought that Andrew WK was a great guy.
Maybe it's because of all the glue.
You're saying Rob sniffs glue too, and that altered his perception?
Sure, that makes more sense than what I was trying to say.
Andrew WK was a great, great interview, and I very few times forget about the radio, but just in life, do you have a really negative or on the negative side of a perception of somebody, and then they talk to you for 5 minutes, and you completely change your entire opinion.
Very
true.
That
is exactly what happened last week. Just from talking to him for a few minutes, I realized that this guy's an awesome guy, and I had a great
time. Or maybe he put voodoo spells on all of us.
Why are you running down our guests?
I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Well, he likes to be humiliated. That's what he said.
Yeah, that definitely put a spell on me, I'll tell you that.
I was going to say.
Ow.
Oh.
I thought you were more the bottom, though, when
no.
it comes to the degradation.
No, she's the dumb.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a bottom in real life.
Oh,
so
you fantasize about
escapism.
That. I see. Do you mean like
look
life,
at
like work life and all that
yeah,
stuff?
I'm a people pleaser.
It's 3 minutes and we've already learned something.
I don't think it's even been 3 minutes.
Anyway, welcome to our show.
Welcome to the show. This was originally scheduled to be our awards show.
That's right.
But we had to push it back due to some tragic circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Jeff, who we have actually mentioned on the show, passed away, and his funeral was earlier today. So we didn't really have enough time to prep everything.
Jeff actually called our show, remember?
Oh, that's right, early on.
He made one of the first phone calls to this show.
Yeah.
And it was funny. we were at the funeral earlier today.
Bummer.
And it was snowing, which was really...
There was snow, rain, sleet, ice, hail, everything.
Yeah, and Rob even said on the way back that it was like a movie. You know, it was just like if you could script the scene to be at a funeral, it was that. It was just like gray and like gross and depressing. And I was very choked up. I had a hard time, you know, when they started shoveling the dirt on. I was like, don't want to be here. But,
well, of course you would have a hard time. I mean.
Yeah. The service was incredible how many people were there. I mean, the whole chapel was just filled up with people. And I got there like 5 minutes late. And I had to go into a little side room. Like, me and Rob and Noah were in the side, like, this little side area watching the inside of the service because every single, like, pew or whatever was just filled with people. That was pretty crazy. How you holding up? You all right?
Like a boss.
Rob is high right now.
I'm numb to it all.
Well, Rob actually went to the Shiva. Rob paid a Shiva call.
I did. It was very Jewish.
And that doesn't mean that you shake back and forth. Or whip your hair back and forth.
Yeah.
That's a Jewish thing where when somebody dies, I don't know exactly what it is. I think you have to, like the people who are real close to the person, they have to sit on a lower stool or something. Is that right?
Yeah, I think
they
have to sit on the floor.
Or, when my grandmother died, my mother had to sit on, like she was allowed to sit on a little footstool or something, but not on a real chair.
Yeah.
I guess, what is that? You have to debase yourself or something? Like, what is
I don't know.
You have to be miserable because the person passed away and they're, they they don't get to be happy or something. I don't know.
They weren't that hardcore about it.
Yeah, I know.
That's like a weird way to make some, like, for a religion to be like, all right, that's how you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
You're going to sit on a slightly less comfortable chair.
You would think.
Okay, sure, all right. That's
You'd think Jews would be better at punishing themselves.
Yeah, right?
No, this chair is not so bad. You know, it's all right.
You might get scoliosis. Possibly later on.
Yeah, but I didn't get to go to that. But, yeah, we all miss Jeff. Jeff was a great guy. And we have some footage from our old show that Jeff was on a lot with his infectious laugh. And one day or another, we'll be airing that at some point. So he was a great guy. We miss him.
Yeah, and we were quoting all that stuff and laughing in the car on the way home, which is nice.
Yeah, we were talking about it. I had a lot of reminiscences coming back of Jeff. But 28 years old, man. It's just, like, you know, it was shocking. Everybody who knew him was just shocked. I mean, to be honest with you, he was in kind of like poor health. He always had like health problems and issues. But, you know, even when that's the case, you don't think the guy's going to die before he's 30, you know? Yeah, so.
All right. So how about now we stop talking about this?
I just wanted to get it out there, you know. Jeez, Noah. What's your problem?
I'm just trying to take a different course.
All right. Go ahead. Let's bring something else.
Can we get some fart sounds? Like... A belch is okay.
Yeah.
We do also have a phone number. Our number is...
it's kind of like one.
Our number is...
That was a girl phone.
Ah, there we go. It's 646-929-1357.
Maybe Shlomo wants to call in and say a prayer or something.
No, actually, we do have a caller. I don't know if you...
Maybe, can I...
Listening.
I was going to say, can I play the phone number and fart sounds?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Six... 4 6 Okay, what is it again? 929
Can you do the phone number in Iron Sheik Fox?
Okay, I'll do that.
Fix it up.
2 Okay. 9
It's like a Public Enemy song.
1 3 That's 2. Okay. 5.
How many numbers are in this phone number?
7.
Do the remaining numbers in Falconer song.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's just get our first caller on the line. Who do we have, Noah?
203, which I believe is Colin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello, Colin.
How are you doing, Colin?
I was in Ireland.
Great.
Good to hear from you, Colin.
So
all right,
Ireland?
So moving on. Last week I wasn't here because I was in Austin, Texas.
So do we hang up on you now too because you told us where you were?
What?
No,
I actually have a story to accompany it. That was in the end of the
story.
Colin
was just catching his breath. You just didn't give him a chance.
While in Austin, Texas, I experienced the greatest moment of my adult life.
Did you get laid again?
Better.
Oh.
I was invited to a High Times sampling party.
Nice. Wow.
How was this legal?
I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was very low
key. To be more specific, it was the High Times Cowboy Cup. Thank you. Thank you, studio audience. I've done it. I can die now.
Keep doing, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Oh, Noah, come on.
No one was thinking that way until you brought it up.
I did.
Yeah, okay, Gilbert Gottfried.
Christ.
Oh, all of a sudden, yeah. Gilbert Gottfried is wrong.
A girlfriend will come to me. Hi, I'm Noah.
So much for
I
you.
Say inappropriate things on the air. Jafar!
You're fired from your duck job.
No, so basically this was in a building in downtown Austin, which was taken over by all the South by Southwest festivities. And it was like a very exclusive event. There was like a list at the door. And I got myself on the list. And then you walk in, so then you go up this elevator, and they basically just rented a recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
And in the recording studio, there was a giant balcony. And that's where all the smoking happened. So I walked out onto the giant balcony. Mm-hmm. In the middle of this balcony is a table, a huge table, with every sort of device imaginable, like pipes, papers, bongs.
Wow.
And then jugs. Jugs of weed.
Oh, I thought jugs were on.
Oh, no.
It's everywhere.
Issues of back issues. Yeah. Jugs, right.
Jugs on the table. No, huge canisters of weed. And
huge
then small
cans.
Small canisters of weed. And the whole thing was you were supposed to try all of the strains,
really?
And then vote for your top three strains.
But how could, once you get like deep in like three or so, don't they all just kind of feel the same after
yes.
that? So what's
the I don't know. I mean, that's for me because I am, you know, I'm an amateur.
True.
But so you say people like, can really tell the difference between.
Sure.
Them, like,
I feel this is how I look at it. Like my tolerance is at like a certain point where, you know, I stop being high after 20 minutes or so and I, you know, whatever. Like I imagine that some of these people, a lot of these people had normal shirts on. Their tolerance is probably like
normal shirts.
5 minutes. It's like 5 minutes, and they're like, "All right, I can try something else now because I'm completely sober."
They're connoisseurs.
Yeah, they're total connoisseurs. There was one guy that was like lobbying. He was like, "Hey, want a bong hit of my sour diesel?
Uh-huh.
Don't forget sour diesel vote." It's like, sure, I'll vote for your weed. And like,
wait, did they raise it or no?
Yeah, it was all exactly. Like all, it was all local weed.
So it was like a microbrew fest, but
for weed.
Nice.
For weed.
For weed.
Now you're speaking my language,
dude. And it was ridiculous. And Doug Benson, of course, was there because why would he not be in a place that's giving out free weed? No. Like everyone else was talking to him, but I wanted to talk to him. But
did he?
Rob was too high.
I was too busy getting high.
How did you get invited to this?
Well, I overheard a friend of mine talking about it.
Hey, can I go, guys?
Yeah.
And then,
that's
he's like,
exactly
no,
what I mean.
And then they said,
we mentioned it in front of Rob.
Fuck! No!
No, but then he was like, it's strict list. And this guy was like low on the totem pole, so it's not like he can
get
me in.
Yeah, right.
Well, he got it.
Low man on the totem pole. Can I go in?
Yeah. They're letting you go.
Can I just get your invitation? You stay. No. So I knew a girl who writes for the magazine, so she got me in. Mm-hmm. It's pretty great gal.
Did you hit it?
No.
What's her name?
Xena.
Oh, I've met her. I know her.
Not
there's
name.
A lot of Xenas.
Another Xena.
Yeah. No. It's it's older than
Xena.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And the best part is that dude came up to me and as soon as I got there, you know, I was smoking weed. He's like, "You have to try this, man." And it's like a bottle, like a with a dropper,
uh-oh.
Right? And it's like liquid THC. You just put a little on your tongue, shit fucks you up. And I looked at him. I took one look at him. He was a fucking zombie. He was like pale, like so white,
like me,
so white, paler than you. Like
I'm like a 2 out of 1 to 10.
Yeah, he's like he was -1.
So he just walked off the set of The Walking Dead.
And,
right?
Yeah, exactly, dude. He walked off the set, and I'm like, you know what, man? I'm just gonna stick to smoking weed.
You're a pussy.
It's still the middle of the day. In the end, I was right because I was with that guy the rest of the night, and he had to go fucking puke.
Why were you with him the rest of the night?
Well, we went to go get food after.
Well, Rob was keeping him around just in case.
There's another party that he knew about.
I want to know about all the high times parties. So
wait, another one? Can I go?
Wait, let me call. No, but it was really insane. And the playlist was so great.
Just Chromeo nonstop.
No, there was no Chromeo.
Stained.
No, it was weed songs.
Grateful Dead.
No, I didn't see the Grateful Dead. I wasn't around for that. But it was pretty rad.
What about Afro Man?
Do you smoke weed?
Out of Orange Goblin.
I hope so. Yeah. Another funny part about it was they started doing a photo shoot, and they were like, all right, we need some weed nuggets. And by that point, all the weed was smoked.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they didn't even have any, like, sexy nugs. To take photos of it. They were like,
people just emptying pockets of those crumbs.
They were just like, fuck, we smoked the weed before we did our work, man.
Everyone was scraping the resin.
Everyone was apparently Tommy Chong as well.
Yeah, that's what they all sound like. Nice. Everyone
a room
there
full
like,
of Chong.
Every sentence ends with, man.
Hey, man. I bet that happens a lot. They forgot to do their work.
Yeah.
And they just
Rob, there's a question in the chat for you. Dopius Death 420 asks, Rob, what's your favorite munchie food?
Ooh, that is a tough one. I have many favorites. It's so hard to pick one. I guess my...
it's actually not what that guy said in the chat room.
What did he say?
He said, Rob was your favorite mustache food. Or munchie food.
Munchie food.
Whatever. We can't read. Well, you know what? I want to know what your favorite munchie food is. I guess I was just projecting.
I guess
it
was just... I'm going to go with sunflower seeds. That's definitely my favorite munchie
food. My favorites are fruit snacks.
Well, I just fruit.
You know what?
No,
I've really been getting... This is gonna sound sound really metal, you guys. But I've really been getting into apples lately.
I like apples and honey.
No, just an apple.
I thought you were gonna say peeps.
Peeps? No.
I can see you at home naked eating.
Do you
peeps.
Like peeps?
Why am I naked?
Yeah, what?
I mean, what? Did I say that out loud?
Shot projecting. Okay.
Did I say that out loud? I mean, I can picture you eating peeps.
What about
come on, you put one on each nipple.
Yeah,
play.
What about Cadbury cream eggs? How about
Cadbury?
Those?
Oh, I don't really like having too much chocolate at a time because then I feel like death. But I do enjoy. I like a variety of snacks in a row. A sampling of like chips followed by some chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotta vary it up.
Followed by some more chips.
Then some ice cream.
Then an apple. To wrap
good.
It all up.
Maybe a pickle. Just toss it all in. Sid, would you like to tell us your favorite munchie?
What's your favorite munchie? Is it munchies?
Say Funyuns.
Funyuns?
Oh, I love Funyuns.
Who doesn't love Funyuns?
The formula for Funyuns is so much better than any other onion ring on the market.
That's true.
How's it different?
It's thicker.
Because, yeah.
More sorbitol.
Do you like pork rinds?
I honestly haven't had them since I was a kid, and I didn't like them at the time.
No, I like Cheese Whiz on pork rinds.
Oh, my
kid.
God.
Yeah, like,
wow. Wow.
He's from the Midwest.
Yeah, that's what we do, man. Yeah. Milwaukee is blood down to my soul. no, do you remember that dinner that we had, or that me and Justina had, at New England Metal Fest when we just raided the vending machines because everything was closed? We had like five bags of Funyuns, three Skittles, 8 bags of M&Ms. We just spent like $20 in the vending machine.
Wow, I want to party with you, Sean.
Dude, we get wild. Shit gets loose.
How many of those Funyun bags did you jerk off into afterwards?
At least three. Well, I shared a bed with Justina.
Uh-oh.
So.
Use one of the Funyuns as a cock ring.
Yeah.
I love
it. Flattering him.
So
a lot of cock meat in if you're using a Funyun as a cock ring.
Funyuns are tiny.
Are they? I guess I haven't eaten
sometimes
any Funyuns.
I think it's a variety.
Like one like this.
Okay.
Like a pop.
I didn't mean that one.
I'm sorry. I zoned out for 1 second, and I woke up, and I heard Funyuns and cock rings together.
Yeah.
How did we get across that bridge? Someone tell me.
It's Sean's fault.
Yeah,
Sid mentioned that Sean was jerking off into the Funyun bag.
Oh, my God.
Which is a callback to a story that Sean told a few
weeks
ago.
What's the callback?
And that now people all over the world are telling their friends.
Yeah, the people in Sweden talk about it.
We got an endorsement.
That kid I met in Connecticut brought it up. I was like, okay. Like, that's my claim to fame.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
That's going to be on your tombstone.
Yeah, you know. Like to jerk off in Doritos bags.
And Funyuns bags.
Yeah.
Any Frito-Lay bread bag.
I just like the silver mirror-like texture in the inside of the bag that lets me see myself jerking off while I'm sitting.
We did get an endorsement out of that.
Yeah.
Frito-Lay? No, from Wise. They want us to keep talking about Frito-Lay being jerked off on.
We're coming back. No more.
We're going to start a new flavor.
Oh.
Glazed.
Cool Ranch.
Glazed.
Glazed Doritos, yeah.
Great.
Protein.
Speaking of glazed Doritos, no, I don't know. We also went to a barbecue place because, you know, being in Texas, you got to go to barbecue. So our friend told us about this place called Rudy's, which was
Who's a friend?
The Rev.
Oh.
Anyway.
Sorry.
I was gonna go into like I was gonna go into who he is, but then I'm like, we don't have enough time.
Even if we did, not worth it. Go on.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
It's okay, lots of nice guys. Oh. Go on.
So he told us about this place, which was a cab ride away. So it was like a 20-minute cab ride away, and
The thing is about Austin at this time of year, downtown Austin, is it is immensely overpopulated. It's, you know, because everyone's in town for South By. And I can't begin to tell you the type of shit show that would go on every night. Like, the streets are overcrowded. There's basically a whole avenue block that they block off just so people can walk in the streets because they're just, you know, there's so much partying. Anyway, so it's super hard to get a cab because of all the overpopulation. Anyway, so we get a cab and we go to this barbecue place. It was amazing. They give you this whole, like, when you get to the counter, you get like a sampling if it's your first time. Or, like, they tell you, they give you a little bit of all the meats so you can decide which is best for you.
Yeah.
And we just all ordered a ton of
meat.
What
did you have?
We got 2 pounds of brisket, extra moist. Which was unbelievable.
What was the name of this place? Do you remember?
Rudy's.
Rudy's, okay.
And then we got a rack of baby back ribs and a pound of St. Louis ribs.
What did Frank eat?
A ton of sides. they had really good sides.
He ate the menu.
He had potato salad. He had creamed corn was, oh my God.
Napkins.
Oh, yes.
It was so heavy on the cream and not the corn.
How much meth did he do?
No, that was later in the night. But these St. Louis ribs, it was like eating beef jerky.
Shit.
Like warm peppered beef jerky. It was delicious. Anyway, so we had this amazing meal. I totally just like...
Sounds orgasmic.
Yeah, I totally just got a moment about those ribs. Wait, let me just go back to it.
Would you say that your mind was spinning with meat?
Yes.
So you had a meat spin?
I saw that in the chat too, but I didn't want to yank that.
Yeah,
out.
I definitely had an epic meat spin. But anyway, so then we're done. I felt like we had like a barbecue high. We all started giggling like crazy. Oh, and okay, so here,
and
that guy,
you're really high.
That guy who did the liquid THC, we were with him, and he barely ate, and then he had to go to the bathroom, and he was in there for quite a while.
Was he shitting or throwing up?
Yeah, shitting.
Okay.
And so, I don't know, he still looked terrible until he got everything out of his, it was such a bad idea to fucking rip to do that.
There's probably like rat poison in that thing. Like weed at all.
Yeah, imagine.
It's the brown acid.
Yeah.
I call it liquid weed, man. Why does it have a skull and crossbones on the side? Don't look at it.
It's not rat poison. Anyway, so then we are done eating. We're done with everything. And then we walk out of the place and we realize, oh, wait, we're off an exit of the highway. There's no cabs around or anything. How are we going to get a cab? All right.
Show
some
leg.
Let's call the cab company. Busy signal. Let's call the other cab company. Busy signal. Third and final cab company. Busy signal.
Like three cab companies.
Go back into the store and be like, hey, we need to get to downtown Austin. How do we do it? All the cab companies are
Austin. Sorry. Every time you say Austin.
All right. Basically, they're like, oh, there's this website you go to where you order a cab. And we're like, all right. And this website just looks so generic and not really anything. It was like this.
So you didn't
want
to use it just because of the way that it looked?
No.
I'd rather walk.
Than use tripod website.
What I'm trying to say is that
comic
it was pretty
fans.
Obvious that this wasn't going to do shit.
Oh.
And so I filled out the form anyway, and then we're like outside, we're talking about it, and then this couple was there. They're like, hey, are you guys trying to get to downtown? Yeah, we posted on that website about an hour ago, and there hasn't been a cab yet. And so then, like, we're like, well, what are we going to do? Eventually, we're like, all right, we're going to need to ask. Well, first I started tweeting that, like,
yeah,
hoping somebody was around that could give us a ride.
I got very concerned. I was worried.
Well, I heard when the car came, Rob wouldn't get in because the logo on the side of the door was in papyrus.
Yeah, oh, papyrus. Yeah. It's even worse than Comic Sans.
Beveled edge, get out of here.
So did you just wait there long enough till you were hungry again, then go back in?
The fun part is that eventually the place closed.
Oh,
they were like, you guys are fucked.
Right.
And we were just like trying to look for a thing, and we were talking to these people, and they ended up being like really nice people. So then it became that, you know, we had to figure out a way
for all of us to get back because we couldn't just leave those people because we're nice. And there was eight of us total. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how are we going to do this? Then we see this SUV roll up.
Oh, boy, Rob.
I'm a little burpy. Just had a lot of soda.
Sid, can you please tap him on the back a little bit?
Like some bile
burp. Burp. anyway, so this giant SUV, and it's like, oh, this will totally fit us. And these, like, two kids come out of it. And our friend was like, hey, you know, is there any chance you guys can give us a ride back to downtown?
Wait, but why did they stop in the parking lot if the place was closed?
Okay, there was a convenience store. Let me just say this barbecue restaurant is in a gas station, which might sound like a turnoff, but it was still an amazing barbecue. But anyway, so there's the gas station that was still open. So they were going to get beer.
And on a Jew hunt.
They were on a Jew hunt for sure. And then my friend was like, hey, you know, could you give us a ride back to downtown? We're willing to give you guys $20. And then that girl who we met was like, yeah, we'd all be willing to pay $20 a head, right, guys?
Oh,
and then and he was like, wait a minute. I was just saying $20.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, no. We're like, well, $20 a head is a little much. How about $10 a head? And
how many people were you all together?
Eight. So that would have been $80 for them for pretty much a 15-minute ride. And they were like, yeah, sure. And we get in the car, and it turns out they're just like seniors in high school, these kids, which is ridiculous. And also, if you recall, I started the story saying that they were going to get beer. How could they get beer if they're 18? Fake IDs.
Texas
fake IDs.
Does that make you
but they ended up being like, they were actually really nice guys.
I think that was an inception moment.
Okay, did someone have to lay across three people in the back seat, had eight people fit into the car?
Well, like I said, it was like an SUV, and it had like two back seats. So that was like six people. And then two people were in the trunk, which was just like an open area.
Okay. Gotcha.
Did you hear any like kind of, where are you going, city boy? You sure got a pretty mouth.
You look a little chewy to me.
They were totally just like rich kids.
Oh. Did you promote the website?
No, they were into hip-hop.
I get those panties off and make you squeal like a piggy.
Come here and blow my shofar, Jew.
Kiss my mezuzah.
Yes, sir. I think we have an episode for
that. Yeah, definitely.
Come here and teetle my teetle.
Okay, so we have a caller.
Oh, yeah. What do we have?
Izzy.
We have 951.
Izzy.
Hello?
Izzy.
Izzy.
Hello?
Izzy on the line.
Oh.
No, he's not.
Stage fright.
Goodbye, Izzy.
Thanks
Izzy on the line? Izzy? No,
once
he's not.
Again, our number is 646-929-1357. One final thing I really quickly want to mention is we went to see Chromeo.
No. Okay.
And I want to tell you, this was one of my highlights of South by Southwest because...
They were on the tour?
Well, South by Southwest
is
just like a music convention. So, yeah, like, it's not just a metal thing.
It's
there
mostly
was like
crappy hipster music.
There's, tons of hip-hop and indie and stuff. So there were shows going
Indian
on.
Stuff.
Indian stuff. Lots of Indian
like
stuff.
Like Dance with Wolves.
Like Brandy every Shane block. Cohen. Okay, on every block, there's like five bars. There's a show going on in each bar. And you walk and it's like...
This is what South by Southwest.
Yeah, this
they
is
had
totally,
a booth.
They totally.
This is the Cherokee cover of Teetle Teetle.
Yeah. They had a guy with a tom-tom there just playing, you know. And then he was right next to Chromeo.
Yeah.
And he had more people around him than Chromeo did, actually.
So did you take a trail of tears to the next concert?
Yeah. No, but then we found out that Chromeo was playing. And me and Vince Neil, seen from Metal Sucks, who also is a big Chromeo fan, were like, we have to go to this. We have to do this.
Did you hold hands as you were walking?
Oh, we skipped down 6th Street.
Did you tell everyone you're not gay, you're just partying?
Oh. We were the most metal people there, obviously.
True.
Obviously.
Just look
and
at
we
you.
Started like jokingly headbanging. And, so, and people would come up to us and be like, you guys look interesting. Like, are you guys in a band?
How rude of you while you're in the audience to distract the attention away from the band onto yourself.
Yeah.
Who are you?
No. This was in between. This was before they went on. And who am I? A friggin' celebrity, all right?
You have, like, floodlights around you?
Yeah.
Some cameras? You really hammered up for the crowd?
I had, like a steady cam, but it was pointed at me.
Oh, no.
So it was me taping
Avatar?
Myself at all times. Yeah.
My life on the J list?
No, but and Frank came with us because the only other show that was happening was a the Crowbar Helmet Tour, and that was too packed to get into.
Sure.
So he's like, whatever, I'll hang out with you guys. And
that was a ruse. He really
we
wanted.
Were totally, like, when Chromeo came on, I lost it. I was, like, dancing, you know. Like you would at a Chromeo show because it's freaking Chromeo.
Is there any video of this?
Thankfully, no. But then after Frank
was so embarrassed, probably.
Frank was like, I can't believe you like this. Like, you talk shit on Andrew WK, but but you like this guy? And he was like, this guy's wearing shades indoors and a leather jacket. How can you like that? It's all a joke. It's all a goof, Frank. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's all silly. It's all like
really?
Tongue-in-cheek.
Not to the other people in the
audience.
I think
they're trying to be hipsters to get hipster chicks.
I don't know. I think it's all just like for fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I interpret it. For me, it's all just fun.
Sleep at night.
All right, well, let's go back to our phone bank.
Rob, you, there was some ambient sound picked up while you were there watching Chromeo. You on their board.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here it is.
This song is brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Me and Vince Neilstein were totally headbanging and like giving
with?
The claw. Vince Neilstein from Metal Sucks. And yeah, it was good. So
all
do
right.
we have a call?
Yes, we have 917.
917.
Hello.
What's your area code?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Shlomo, are you calling from a cell phone? Did you get a cell phone this week?
No, it's both cell phones, but my phone is broken. My phone is broken.
Oh
yes.
Why is your phone broken?
I don't know why. It's kind of like a crapper. It fell in the restarting like every like a day.
Wait,
or so.
It fell in the crapper?
It's a buttered phone. Prehistoric.
My phone is in the crapper.
Maybe that's life telling you that nobody uses a landline anymore.
I see.
That's in the crapper.
Okay. Yeah, we got that.
So what's up, Shlomo? Why are you calling in?
I don't know why.
It's our weekly Shlomo.
I don't know.
Is it Purim? Is it Purim now?
It's over.
Oh, yeah. It was 2 days ago.
What is
Shlomo,
Purim?
What
it's like
costume?
It's like Jewish bootleg Halloween, right?
Yeah, well, no.
Really?
No.
Don't you go home?
No, Dad. No, it's not.
It's really the...
Let Shlomo explain it.
All right, go ahead. He's going to
well,
do it.
Well, it's a holiday for the reason of that a enemy of the Jews was defeated by Mordechai, who was a Mordechai Hatzadik, as you call it.
Can I explain it?
Okay, Shlomo, your time's up. Darren.
It was the celebration of Queen Esther leading the Jews to safety away from a genocide. But in the United States, the Jews that live here kind of perverted it into like a pseudo-Halloween because all the Jews can't go on.
Actually, the mitzvah is dressing up.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Honestly,
why have a fucking holiday?
Well, it was like 5,000 years.
Well, listen,
Darren, I don't think that
your
story is accurate either. I'm not sure exactly how to explain it, but I know that it goes. I said I'm not sure.
Oh.
But I know that it goes beyond what you said.
Wow.
But Shlomo.
I was giving
the
short
version. Look, it doesn't
matter. You want to listen to Shlomo say it for 3 hours?
No, I want to know what Shlomo's costume was.
Okay, what was it?
I don't like dressing up.
Why?
He's too cool for that.
He wears
Come
the
on.
Jew costume all the time, right? Little hat and everything.
Oh, jeez.
So maybe you just want the day off of dressing up.
Shlomo, but that's like your one day to role play.
She's saying you should have dressed like a gimp, I think. Like, from
like a pony boy.
No.
Wait, pony boy from The Outsiders?
No, like pony boy fetish world.
Oh.
So Shlomo, what we wanted you to do in the first few minutes when we all in
We wanted
no,
you to
can't.
Say the Kaddish for
he can't
our
because
why?
His, both his parents are alive or something.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, no, better than us. You can't say the thing that they say when someone passes away?
No.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
All right. I thought it'd be nice.
Okay, well, we still have
I'm Rob.
Yeah.
Whose parents died?
What?
Nobody.
Whose parents died?
No one.
No one's parents died.
It's a friend of Darren Ross.
Yeah.
And noise.
Though, Shlomo, just to break it to you, actually everyone's parents will die, even yours.
Yes, he was Sorry. Jewish.
But
who?
Your friend.
Huh?
Okay.
Because I don't want
you. I think your friend did.
The friend is the one that died, not his parents. His parents are still alive.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Thank you for your sympathy. Thanks, Shlomo. We have another caller that we're going to get to.
Of course.
That
Thank
O
for calling in.
That O was the sound of the last shred of innocence in Shlomo's body leaving.
I was going to say, maybe he's like blissfully unaware that his parents are going to die. Possible. Why do you have to open him up to that?
I thought Andrew WK helped you with your anti-fund.
No.
No.
He defended it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Party on your own terms.
I was so shocked. And I was like, damn. WK has a point.
Connect the headphones. Listen to it on the headphones. You can hear me.
What was his thing? He was like,
Sid just parties on his own terms.
Yeah.
No.
Parties.
Yeah. If Sid wants to stay home, that's his
how,
party.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
how he parties.
Yeah, he's like a shut-in. If anyone
yeah.
everyone in the world has to come to his room
right.
while he's in bed.
Right.
I don't think he really wants everyone in his room.
Not
no.
all at once.
But they have to leave at a specific time.
Yeah, fuck it.
Do we have another caller?
We have 951 again. Let's see if he hangs
951, up. 951, do you have courage this time?
Oh, hey, what's up? This is Dopiest Death 420.
Oh,
hello,
up?
Dopiest.
Yeah, I was trying to get my my stepbrother, because it's like my first time calling. I was like, hey, check this out.
I'm on a phone.
Yeah.
How do you like using a phone?
Dopius, where are you calling us from?
I'm in Moreno Valley right now, but I'm from Chino, California. It's like kind of near L.A.
Cool.
So the stepbrother,
yeah.
are you like always trying to impress him? Is this like you thought this was would be your big chance to impress your... Big cool stepbrother. Look, I'm on.
Yeah, we're just chilling, and it's Wednesday. I'm gonna call in. It's my first time.
Nice.
Thank you.
Do you like it?
But I had a what's up?
Wait, he has a question.
I like your show.
He has a real question.
Well, what's your question?
I kind of had like a statement. Like, how come you guys didn't like cover the Scion Rock Fest? What's up with that? I went to that and it was pretty sick.
Why didn't you cover it for us?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have a guy that sends us like news reports. You could be the other guy that does.
No,
that.
The reason is it was really close to this other trip we were taking. So, which was South by Southwest. So
what
we
are,
just
what,
chose.
What
oh,
band,
oh yeah.
pretty much a lot of bands that were on South by, like Agalloch, Wormrot, Valor Tech, which is this Norwegian.
They actually canceled that.
Oh right, they didn't make
they
it.
Didn't
to
have their
time.
Visas.
I was fucking pissed.
They,
I was so pissed.
I didn't know that.
I saw them in Austin, and they like honestly, it was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, I've been listening to their CD. It's the shit.
Whoa!
You can't curse.
Well, come on.
Trying to keep his PG-13.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you can totally fucking curse.
You're not cursing enough. Actually, we have a quota.
Yeah. Then I missed Wormrot, so I was pretty pissed because I was actually token at them in the parking lot.
Well, that's okay.
No, now you're just gonna support us.
No, I was actually kind of pissed.
They'll come back. No, but toking is just as important because how are you gonna enjoy all the bands after Wormrot?
Yeah, exactly. I've been like listening to them at my work. It's like they're fucking crazy.
Where do you work?
He has a paper route.
I work at a laundromat.
Nice. Pretty much.
It's pretty chill. It's like it's chill.
Hope so.
It allows you to smoke weed on the job, right?
I hate those
job,
crazy
right?
hectic laundry.
Yeah,
exactly.
I own a crazy laundromat.
Gunfire.
I'm my own boss, so it's so cool. And I had another question, though, Rob.
Okay, cool. What's your
question? What's what do you prefer, man? Sativa or indica?
We just go to Watts.
What's that?
Not too far from Chino.
Wait. So what's your second question, Dopius?
Oh, sativa or indica, man?
Oh, dude, all the way sativa.
Really?
Yeah. Because, no, that's not all the way. I don't want to say all the way. Here, I like to smoke sativa during the day because it's drowsy, and it's like it stimulates my mind to think more. And and then it's more of a zone out and watch TV weed.
Yeah, I feel you, dude. That's why, like, when I go to work on the indica, I'm kind of really don't want to deal with the people. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, whereas sativa kind of gets you in the mood. You're like,
exactly.
Well, we're having a bro moment about marijuana.
Totally,
you guys leave? You guys leave? Turn their mics down. It's just me and you, Dopius.
Wait,
how old are you?
Gay.
Did we get an age?
How old are you, Dopius?
I'm 18. I just turned 18 like last year.
You have a license to smoke?
I'm thinking about it because it's getting pretty cheap over here.
Yeah, and the variety, I would think, is what would be the best part about it. Although,
yeah, well, I have like a friend that he does like the $10 G's, and it's basically the same thing as the clinic.
Wait a minute, $10 grams?
Yeah, like for the danks, dude.
Wait a minute, like you mean dimes exist in Los Angeles?
Oh, dude, totally.
What?
See, Rob, I told you we should move there.
Must move to
California.
We went there twice.
Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, the weed was so much more natural there. It was like less calm down.
Synthetic.
Dude, you don't want to get too carried away with the weed though, because you'll never get that promotion at the laundromat.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question actually. Did you ever like smoke up on your lunch break or something, and then leave someone's laundry in like 2-3 hours too long and like a sheet?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that, man. I actually
the clothes come out miniature like it's in the house.
We pay immigrants to do that shit, man.
Oh, five.
So I actually just like clean up the place, dude, and like just people have problems, I take care of it.
Wait, what do you do?
I just make sure it's clean, and like if people have problems, I just like I take care of it.
You're a fixer?
He's
like
the
machines.
One with the broom, so the corner goes.
But, like, what if my problem is, hey, I've got all this laundry. Do it for me?
Like, oh, yeah, we offer that service, dude. If you're, like, lazy and you don't want to do it, we charge you, but we'll wash it for you.
Would you consider yourself, like, a laundry expert? Like, do you know a thing or two about laundry?
What's up?
Do you know a thing?
This guy would be great for Jenny.
Like, here's what I want to ask. Like, what, you know, metalheads wear a lot of black shirts. Some of them have loud helmets on them. What would you say is the best way to wash those type of shirts?
I don't even wash my own clothes. So I don't know, man.
Cold water,
awesome.
Rob. Cold water.
Cold wash?
Cold water only. Don't
put
any
cold wash.
No.
That's my mom.
What about the drying? Low heat?
Yeah,
totally low. That just tumble it, dude. You don't want it
now,
to fade.
I'm sorry, go ahead. He said tumble it.
If I had, let's say, not a big load of clothes, just like maybe...
Big load.
Like a couple of sweaters, a jacket, two pairs of pants and a shirt. How many loads would that be?
Probably two, man. No, I don't know.
What,
man,
if it was half that? How many loads
would
that be?
What would I look like to you?
I'm asking.
No.
You look like a load counter.
What if I just have like two pairs of jeans? How many loads?
Like
would
one
that
giant
be?
Load.
We have like the big loads. It's like 425.
No, no, no. Okay, so here we go. I have two jeans, two t-shirts. How many loads is that?
That's not even one. Barely one.
All right, thanks for calling in.
You did us work for it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Dopius, great talking to you. That was,
yeah, good call.
I hope he understands what we did. And
yeah,
that we hung up on him.
Yeah,
that wasn't malicious,
thank
you. It wasn't malicious.
Yeah, it was just...
Right.
But
I didn't say hang up on this.
You know what? I feel, Dopius, you should send me a private message and I will send you a free CD.
You guys can date?
Yeah.
we could talk more about indica versus sativa.
Yeah. A pot date is acceptable.
A pate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's time for our first music break of the evening, possibly our last.
Okay.
So
this music was chosen by me and Sean.
So it's going to be hit the end of the spectrum.
Great.
No.
30 seconds, 6 minutes.
No way.
Actually, no, mine are non-obnoxious.
There's only one song that maybe not everyone could relate to.
And I do the same. No obnoxious music, just metal.
This is a Noah and Sean non-obnoxious rock block.
This is a Noah and Sean non-Noah and Sean.
Yeah.
No, Noah and Sean conforming to standards.
Right. Noah and Sean are like Voltron. They just combine to make
to make one Rob playlist.
No, we're like Krang and his body.
Oh, from the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the ambiguously gay duo. They connected
There's
and flew around,
There's nothing ambiguous
right?
about either your gayness or your strength.
Gayness? Is that like a gay anus?
Yeah.
Sure. Get in my gayness.
See what you did there.
All right.
Where are we going with this?
Thank you, studio audience. I'll be here all night.
Okay, so the first song is from Evergrey because I wrote an album review, so I figured I should play a song.
What's the second song?
The second song is Black Cobra.
Okay.
See?
All right, here we go. Evergrey.
No. Oh, good.
Bassenberg.
We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
sponsor,
Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get health care for every American. If they weren't so busy making penis and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Live Cast. We'll be right back.
Right, make it a Zima.
Go!
Mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection live cast.
What a
He's got a lot of spunk.
I'm going to give a shout-out to all the big mamas out there.
The big booty bitches.
Mamas with the big booty bitches.
Ass and titties.
Yeah. Welcome back.
We're back.
Hour number dose.
Whoa.
Of the Metal Injection live cast. And we still have a lot of show to go.
My lungs hurt.
You should have hit the cough button there, Noah.
We don't have cough. Actually, I guess we do.
It's called
mute
the,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you should like.
But
do
then
that
I
for
might forget.
For like more of the show.
Get it together.
Every
William
once
Chief.
In a while, just hit it and like clock out.
You mean
out
I should just
clock out.
Do this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like you're muting yourself. It's nice. It really adds to the show.
Wow. I'm going to write you an email about that comment.
Good.
Or confront you on AIM.
Oh, no.
The AIM confrontation.
I like the confrontations in our email chains.
Yes. What am I looking for here? We're supposed to do a segment about Dave Mustaine.
Well,
are
Dave Mustaine
like in
released
a philosophical way?
Released a statement last week about something about like shortening a set in Russia.
Oh, I got it.
And
you want to give a little background about what that is?
Apparently, he had a kidney stone. He had to pass the kidney stone, or I don't know what's the proper terminology.
Yeah, pass one. Yeah.
And he had to go to the hospital, but he was like, "No, you know, I want to try to play the show." Mm-hmm. He played the show in pain. And then eventually went. But then he released the statement, which was just so ridiculous, even with everything considered. And when I saw the statement, when I was reading it, I just slipped into your impersonation of him. And I just felt like we have to recite this on the show.
All right. Well, I haven't. Can I get some Dave Mustaine music, like Sweating Bullets or something in the background?
Sure.
I didn't. This is the first I'm hearing of this, so I'm reading this along with you, as Dave Mustaine for the first time.
You'll totally get into it.
I was in the snow today. We were out at the cemetery in the snow, so my voice is a little. You good? All right. This is Dave Mustaine's press release.
Really pathetic that people have to play the telephone game and spread bullshit rumors to trump up some fantasy that they have played out in their heads. Please pass the word along to anyone who may say otherwise, and to follow fellow Megadeth fans and the people who claim to know otherwise. I have never worked for an artist who is so candid and honest with his fans in the press.
Oh, this is
no,
not
this
him.
Is from his publicist.
His
Dave,
publicist talks like Dave Mustaine,
Dave,
too.
Dave, you're reading the wrong cue card.
Damn it, why doesn't anyone help me with this stuff?
No, that's all that's here, though.
No, there was totally a statement that he issued.
Well, that was still fun, right? To read it as...
the third person.
All right. I think I found it.
Okay,
but
just let me know when you want me to hit the music again.
And go. Anything you read as Dave Mustaine,
yeah.
Really, it's hilarious. Oh, this is even funnier.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Last night, I was getting ready for the concert. And 2 hours before the show, I started to feel like I had a hernia. Or more like I had been hit in the groin. I told my tour manager that I needed a doctor and there was no way I was going to get through this on my own, that I thought it might be in my best interest to consider canceling the show. Now, I rarely, if ever, cancel shows, and after 45 minutes of prayer with my loving wife
oh, God.
And sweating, sweating like a dog. I was told to pee for the doctors. Then they explained that there was blood in my urine. I was mad. I would say pissed, but that's an obvious pun.
And I'm not adding that. Dave actually said that.
Oh, my God.
So they gave me an IV, an analgesic, and an anti-inflammatory injection. The next hour is kind of blurry, but I woke up and David Ellefson was holding my hand and praying over me. And even Tom Araya and Dave Lombardo of Slayer came in to check on me. So I knew I was going to hell. No, I'm just kidding. It says, I knew I was going to be okay.
Is that what you want at your bedside, Tom Araya?
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine waking up and having Dave Ellefson hold your hand. Like,
yeah.
No one imagines that every day. It never happens.
Are you sure this isn't you writing this and it's like fan fiction slash porn, Megadeth slash porn?
All right, it was me.
More than just her hand.
I was going to be okay
for now. And to anyone that thinks Tom and I are still opposed, I feel sorry for you.
What? What a loser. Like, I feel sorry for you. Like, your life is so terrible that you think I'm fighting with Tom Araya.
Yeah.
So people are so obsessed with David Mustaine's life. It's terrible.
You didn't find out that 3 weeks ago we made up, so something's wrong with your life.
Asshole. Fuck you don't follow every aspect of my life. Anyway. When I woke up, he said that there was so many people outside of the venue still that they could hold the show for 30 additional minutes. And I said, guys, I'm okay, and we can do this. Well, the doctors were not amused at all. But then again, they have never met the likes of one Dave Mustaine.
Oh, my God.
I told the band that I was okay going on for a few songs to at least help the thank you, Noah. It's about damn time.
Whoa, I didn't even press that.
This is what, it's fate. You see, Tom Araya stood over me and Dave Lombardo, and I knew that my music would just start by the grace of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. My personal Savior.
Sorry, I got off on a tangent there.
Please don't get me wrong. The promoter did not want me to cancel, but he was concerned with my health. So what was said was this. Dave Mustaine has become seriously ill. The kidney stone and blood in my urine. That's metal. And the doctors are insisting he goes to the hospital. The crowd immediately voiced their displeasure. And right then, perfectly timed, the promoter finished by saying, but Dave Mustaine is refusing to go to the hospital till he can play a few songs for you.
Salivating it.
So stand by, because coming up next, Megadeth. The fans lost it.
What? You include that part of the story.
And that's
the most important part.
He actually attached an MP3 of a crowd cheering wildly.
And then we said, psych. No, we didn't do that. That would be mean. So we were going to play four songs, and someone said, let's play Trust, Sweating Bullets, Symphony of Destruction, Peace Cells, and the Holy Wars Reprise. And I said, we have to play A Tous Les Morts because that's French. No, I'm just kidding. And let's put that in before sweating. And if I can't do it, then we'll just skip it. And we can go to some.
He's got his whole, like, thought process of what his playlist was going to be.
Dear
what the
diary.
Dear diary.
Is he, like, by the end of this, like,
I don't know,
while
goes still on
thinking, just past the kidney stone while on stage? It took him so long to figure all this out.
I brought a mason jar onto the stage with me.
Yeah, my favorite part so far is that he spent 45 minutes praying with his wife. He could have went to the hospital and come back in that time, but instead, no, let's stay here and not treat it. Let's just pray for a little
you
while.
You can't, like, pray in a car on the way to the hospital?
Sid, you don't understand.
45 minutes. That's a lot. How many different prayers? Or was it one long one?
Like, yeah, like, how much can you really talk about with God for 45 minutes?
The Lord works in mysterious ways. You can't pray in a car. That's blasphemy.
So,
well, it turns out that all of my friends were praying for me. None of them were in cars. And when the lights went out, the audience went off. I ended up playing all six songs after all. And I truly believe it was the prayer that got that stone out of me.
Because most people, when they have a kidney stone, they die from it instantly. He's the one
person. Because
they
don't pray. They don't have 45 minutes to sit there.
Well, probably someone told him that no one gets kidney stones but him, and he's the only one. And he's so isolated in his mansion that he believes
Darfur, kidney stone outbreak. Those savages don't pray. That's why they're all dying.
God is actually Dave Mustaine also. He's like, let's see. I can help Darfur. Or I can help Dave pass the stone.
Stone it is.
I feel 90. What? I feel 95.7% better today.
And I don't want anyone else to worry.
Yeah, because the world stopped worrying about
this. I've been worried this whole update.
Listen, if the guy, the jokes aside, if he had cancer or something, you know, I'd be. But he had a fucking kidney stone.
Yeah.
I am a tough old skunk.
And so, I'm not making this up. And so,
my heart is breaking right now.
What, that he said skunk? Or that he's old?
So ridiculous.
You want to go massage the wound.
You already know what Dave Mustaine is, and you still love him.
He's a bumbling old man.
He's a retard, but he's a great musician. That's why we respect him.
And so, I am taking this time to explain in more detail than I normally would about a physical matter. Thank you to everyone who prayed for me, Sid, and for everyone that continues to pray for me.
Noah.
And now I have a concert I must go to. God bless you all. And now everyone who prayed for me, please pray for Jeff Hanneman of Slayer.
Because really, that's what Slayer would want.
That's what Jeff Hanneman is in the hospital thinking, man, I really hope people are praying for
me.
What's he in the hospital with?
He underwent, this is the editor, so I shouldn't really do Dave Mustaine's voice, but I will anyway. I did his publicist, so.
Who underwent emergency surgery on his right arm in January after contracting a serious infection, possibly caused by a spider bite.
Oh, Jesus.
By the way, that's one more kid in Darfur that won't be able to eat because of Jeff Hanneman's arm.
People are praying for Jeff Hanneman. He's telling that kid in Darfur.
When anyone in Slayer gets ill, they're just like, oh shit, I'm going to hell. Oh fuck. Oh shit. I think when you're in Slayer, you know, I think you just kind of give up on
except for Tom Araya.
Yeah, he's religious.
He's into it.
I don't get it.
Rest of them, not so much.
All right. Well, he is the Antichrist.
He's going to have
that.
That's what he was meant to be.
That was amazing. That was a great update from Dave Mustaine.
Thank you, Dave.
Wait, he has to walk away.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go resume my path with the Lord.
Good luck with that 4.3% left.
Yeah. That 4.3 is down to 3.5 now.
So is Jeff going to have to get amputated like Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Who? What?
What?
Zsa Zsa Gabor? Jeff Hanneman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad.
No, I think he's going to recover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing about this at all. Hmm. It's not bad.
You clearly don't read Metal Injection.
It's true.
You son of a bitch.
It's true. I only look at stuff that you link to me.
Fair enough. Another thing I wanted to talk about, which I posted on the website today if you want to pull it up, is the story about Danzig. That happened. It was.
Can I read this one as Dave Mustaine too?
Yeah, it'll totally work. So there was this IM conversation that happened between this guy and a friend of his who happens to be a neighbor of Glenn Danzig in a suburb of LA, and this conversation is pretty fantastic.
I think it's Los Feliz.
Okay. Los Feliz, you're right. Thank you.
Oh, you want me to really read it?
Well. Sure, or just the juicy part.
So I'll read your whole post, what it says.
Well, you don't have to read it. Just read the IM conversation.
Okay, just – who is me? Me is Dan.
We've got Sean and Darren sitting here facing this screen, so can't you each play a role?
Excellent.
I'll be Justin.
Wait, you be Justin. I'll be Danzig. Oh, no, it's two guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's two guys talking about dancing.
And this is Danzig's neighbor.
I'll be me.
You'll be me.
Yeah, because Justin seems to have more.
I was going to do it as Danzig.
Well, there's a part that quotes Danzig, right. so okay. You'll get to do that.
So yeah, you got to be Justin.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll try to get into character. Dude! This is what it says. Dude, Danzig lives next door to me in L.A. down the street, and he's the worst neighbor ever. Dude, I have Danzig stories.
No shit.
like one awesome one. Yeah, dude, I can't believe you said Danzig.
You realize this may be the number one topic at work?
Dude! We need a ding sound for every... Dude, so, okay, here's one Danzig story.
We always say, what do you think Danzig is doing right now?
Dude. Danzig lives in this shithole house near me in Los Feliz.
Los Feliz.
I don't know. That's, I'm saying it in Spanish. Sorry, he's a white guy. Yeah. About 100 yards down the street, his house is super run down, except he has a fucking amazing jaguar in the backyard. Anyway.
It's the Palace of Evil.
So he just has this huge pile of bricks in his front yard, and the house looks like an evil Pixar house. So anyway, his neighbor was like, dude, Danzig, please, you're bringing property values down with these bricks in your yard. And Danzig was pissed. So anyway, back and forth with his neighbor and Danzig, and finally one day, I see Danzig outside in his front yard, and he's hurling bricks into this dumpster, and he's saying, here I am, motherfuckers! Just cleaning up my motherfucking bricks, bitch! Just super loud to no one in particular for 2 hours. It was amazing. Like, I couldn't even think about other things because it was so amazing.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Dude, it blew my mind because it was Danzig. And it's just a really poor homeowner.
The last line of the clincher.
That sounded like an infomercial for a Danzig story.
Yeah. Do you want to call 1-800-DANZIG?
Can you read that Danzig quote again? I want to hear it again. Here I am.
Here I am, motherfucker. Just cleaning up my motherfucking bricks, behold.
Bitch.
Behold. Just clean. Here I am.
Wait,
just cleaning. Having a garage sale. Yeah.
Whenever I do anything, I'm gonna announce it. Here I am, motherfucker. Just ordering some lunch. Bitch!
Hopefully he sang it, though. That would be great.
Here I am! Hell, woman!
Wait, did I tell the Danzig grocery story on the show last week, or was it off-air?
I don't remember.
Fucking, when I worked at Warner Brothers when I lived in L.A., I worked with this guy named Dave Devine, and the guy was amazing. Total metal.
You're not saying dude nearly enough in the story.
Oh, dude.
Dude!
I totally remember this guy, Dave Devine. Like, dude, seriously. Had an Ozzy tattoo on his forearm. Dude, seriously. Like, fucking, like a big giant cockroach on his forearm. Dude. Seriously. This guy was actually really awesome. And he lives also up the street from Danzig in Los Feliz. And it's he loves Danzig, all that kind of...
Danzig doesn't live in a gated community?
He can't afford it.
No, he has a gate in front of his house.
Yeah, but it's not like... It's just on a...
His property is gated, but...
Yeah. It's a big...
See through it?
I mean, you could
see
the house.
The guy lives in his neighborhood, though. Like, it could still be a gated community, and the guy also lives in
the house. I have a gate around my house! Yeah!
I just wanted Darren to do that.
No one gets in or out but me!
And your mother?
I used to have a flamingo in my front yard. But that guy in the store kept trying to deface it,
It brought down the property value.
Whoa!
Just him and his cat.
God.
Dancing at his kitties.
That's the cats. That's good that you bring that up. So Dave Devine goes to the grocery store in Los Feliz, right, in their neighborhood. And Danzig totally crushed all of his impressions because he was there in a white wife beater and gray sweatpants comparing two soup cans in an aisle with a fucking shopping cart with kitty litter and all this shit in it and his hair back in a ponytail. This is terrible.
A white
black
beater?
Fishnet one. A white, white.
Come on, a black fishnet one in a supermarket. That's a little inappropriate.
I can't buy this banana. It's got a dirty black spot. No. Yeah, dirty black spot.
think Cancer Scare is right. Danzig is totally the new Mustaine for the show.
Yeah, really.
Just gonna fill up these cantaloupes. You know they're fresh if they if you give them a poke.
I'm just asked if I'm high. No, I'm high on Danzig stories. I mean, your weed is my embarrassing stories of music musicians.
Evil musicians.
My face hurts.
Excuse me there, boy. Where do you keep the camel suit? Yeah.
I wonder if he was wearing socks with sandals.
Probably.
Yeah. He would probably do that. Yeah.
Like some Birkenstocks with socks underneath.
He's going to be on People of Walmart. PeopleofWalmart.com featuring Danzig.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, doesn't he already work there as a greeter?
Yeah, probably.
Welcome to Walmart! Yeah!
Ay, ay, ay. He's got his butt crack hanging out the back.
His gray meatball-stained sweatpants.
I bet he has a change purse.
Oh,
God, imagine if he had a...
What are those fanny packs?
Dancing with a fanny pack. I bet he would. I bet he would have.
But it was made out of a wolf head. A wolf head fanny pack.
How much do you want to bet we're going to get an email from Danzig's publicist?
Danzig totally has Google alerts.
Danzig also has Google alerts.
And then we'll talk to him, and he'll be a nice guy.
And then he'll send a shirt.
I really
I
loved it.
So.
It was hilarious. It was amazing. I love humiliating things.
Well, we said that Sid is a bad partier at NJWK, and we needed advice. What would we ask Danzig?
Sid is anti-evil.
Yeah. How do we make
How do we
Sid
party
more
less?
That's impossible to make Sid more evil.
Well, Danzig will have to figure that out.
If anyone can do it.
That's why he's the expert on evil.
I get my kid to live through a Fresh Direct, though.
Well, didn't you tell me a story about how Danzig would make brownies at his mom's house or something like
that?
Oh,
no, this is... I don't know that this is, like, some secret or something, but, like, when the Misfits were still together, Danzig's mom would... Sean, you probably know this, too. Was it Danzig's mom or was it Doyle and Jerry Only's mom?
No,
they
it was
would
Jerry.
Make
yeah, Jerry's
brownies and stuff with for them when they practice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry's folks were affluent and would do everything for them. But, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
But
Dan's are getting brownies.
Yeah. Hey, how about that, huh?
Milk.
He eats brownies, too?
Yeah.
So evil.
Because they are dark.
If you look at recent photos, he's had a few too
many. Oh, yeah, a little too
cut back on the
in
brownies.
The forehead area, too. Just got this Danzig five head.
Stuffing it into his forehead.
Jennifer Love Hewitt of metal.
Right. But what I was in wonder is, I know Danzig has lived in Los Feliz for a while now, but remember that thing on VH1, the top 100 countdown of like best hard rock artists ever?
Yeah.
So, like, it actually was quasi-decent. Had people like from Primus to Black Flag, mm-hmm. to, you know, whatever. And when they were talking about Misfits / Danzig, Kid Rock was on and was like, oh, man, Danzig lives at this fucking house with dead trees and, you know, like, went, like on this ranch. And like he was like, tell us a big story. I was like, I don't think that's true.
It was confirmation now.
But because I know he's lived in Los Feliz. Like, that was like a big deal. Like, you know, I've heard from people that he's lived there for a while at the same exact house.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck Kid Rock's talking about.
He's just moving his bricks around, motherfucker. Moving his motherfucking bricks. And shopping at the supermarket.
Here I am. I'm moving my bricks around tonight.
Bitch.
The greatest episode of Hoarders that never happened. Danzig, you got to get rid of those bricks.
No. He's in refuse.
Bedroom full of bricks. There's cats trapped under him.
Got to go buy 43 cans of soup at the supermarket.
Hey, bag boy. Come over here.
I need some tidy stuff.
Help me out.
It's a long way back to my car. And I can get there if you help me.
Can you sing Cashiers from Mars? We don't care.
I think I'm getting near the end of my Danzig voice. I'm in pain right now.
I think we need a break. Yeah. Let's take another music break.
A quick music break.
Yeah, we got
and then when we come
it.
Back, we want to know if you need some advice, because Sean's here
with Sean's.
No, no, don't make up a dumb name right now.
Sean's
advice.
Sexy advice line.
I wanted lay and pipe with the metal injection sexperts.
Okay. Lay and pipe.
Oh, we're allowed to also
contribute? Yeah, well, we all get
lay and
pipe. You're the guru.
Well, I mean, like, maybe I can be like the Dr. Drew and you guys be my Adam Carolla.
Okay, that works.
After the break.
I don't want to be Adam Carolla.
After the break, it's lay and pipe with the metal injection sex crew.
And
but first,
sexperts, not sex crew.
It's the metal injection gang.
Really,
who
says sex crew?
We're going to lay no on the table
that
and
like
take
a solo
advantage of her.
And what else? What else are we going to do?
There's going to be bukkake action.
That's way better than my email description.
Then we're going to take some sheets and do some Dutch oven.
Oh, I haven't laughed as much on this show.
So coming up after the break, Dutch oven. Don't go anywhere.
Wait, I have an actual table of contents of what we're going to do on the show. Here it is.
Sticking your finger in the anus. Rhythmically poke out the pussy up and forward, punching a girl in the nose. While doggying your partner, coming to flush the anus vest. Smash your head into the wall for deeper penetration. Tap the head of your cock on her forehead, poking your penis into your cleavage area. She's receiving oral sex, sucking on your ball. When eating pussy, insert your nuts in the girl's ass. It often turns inside out. You may have trouble keeping her still, forcing a chunky asshole in the pocket. Pulling out of a dry vagina while performing oral, put your testicle over your partner's asshole. Insert your finger into the woman's asshole, throwing up on a vagina. Wipe it across her upper lip to when eating pussy, odor, and bad cheese, thin shit mustache while getting dead. The act of cunnilingus orally? Take a shit during a woman's period. An untrimmed pubic bush, not a girl's tip, use multiple knuckles. Titty fun. Just shitting on the chest, titty fun. Over your girl's head and out full of cum. Sweep out her arms so she pulls on her face and party while she's on all fours.
Yeah.
Got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Here it is.
Thank you, Blandy.
Alright, alright. It's time for a very sexy segment on the show. What was it called again, Sean?
Really? Talking about the sex crew.
Yeah, the sex crew. The rage and sex crew.
You know what it is? We didn't make a multi-voiced thing like Thresh or Trash.
Right. Well, we want to first test the waters and see how it
goes. But Rob only responds when there's like...
Thresh it or Trash!
Well, we need Alan here for that.
Lay in the pipe.
Lay in the pipe.
Rob's just bad.
I want this to be the music.
That's Chromio. Yeah.
It's time for Lay in the Pipe with the Metal Injection Sex Crew.
Sex Crew. It's just going to be Sex Crew.
Fucking dating game.
Our number is 646.
Sex bomb.
Tom Jones.
646. Can I say the number, people? 646-929-1357. Call us with your sexual inquisition.
And we do have callers.
At first I thought you were talking about Flipper.
So did I. I was like, there's no way no one knows Flipper.
Yeah, I really, I was impressed.
I do, but I wanted this sex bomb.
Oh, you do know Flipper?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't at all.
I just wanted to crush you.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Caller, who do we got?
All right, we have
781. 781.
Hello.
How about we turn the terrible song on?
Yeah, please, no.
All right, 781.
Everyone's going to think I'm playing it. It wasn't me.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza. Lay it on me. What do you want to know?
I was going to ask something later because there's something that I want to...
What? Are you nervous about coming out of the closet? Do you, or what's the story?
Let him ask the question. Jeez, yes.
Well, I wanted to say something to Rob first that doesn't relate to sex.
Well, that's not what this is going on right now.
Well, let him say what.
All right. What's that?
I don't have any sexual questions. Okay. So, Rob, this is something I wanted to mention to you last week, but you weren't there. I was thoroughly displeased by that. But I watched All Shall Perish Studio Update thingamajig, and Mr. Adam Pierce was wearing a Metal Injection t-shirt.
You know what the crazy thing is, though? You called, and you still mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
And the wild thing is that when we do this show live, we actually record it. And then it's available to listen to whenever you want. And the crazy thing about that was that I had the internet where I was, and I downloaded it, and then I listened to the episode that I couldn't be on. So when you called in last week, I actually heard that.
Pizza, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many Metal Injection shirts was this guy wearing when you saw the video?
Probably about 14 at the same time.
The pizza!
Strikes again.
This guy's too good.
Yeah. Then right. The other one?
Oh. He said it.
Nice. He avoided the gigantic trap he set and backed into the lake.
Fantastic. I love you, pizza.
Good for the decoy.
All right. Our next caller, who I think already called.
One.
951.
951.
No, we didn't open. 951.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, well,
are you guys doing the Thrash It or Trash It today?
No,
no,
man.
No, bro.
What's wrong with these people?
We're doing sex talk. Sex talk. Sex talk. Sex talk.
Do you have any relationship questions or anything you want to learn? About?
Okay. I'll just call in some other time then.
Go back to County Dryer Sheet.
Was that
oh,
him?
Come
him?
On.
No, that wasn't him.
No, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was him.
Oh. Yeah, this is
Dopius. Oh, okay.
No, you said yeah.
All right, now while people are calling in, it's not really. I don't need to get sex advice from Sean.
Well, that's debatable.
I don't think so, honey.
Okay.
Jeez.
So I just.
Yeah. If the moment passed, I was going for it.
Jenny and I were watching a documentary on fetishes. And I wanted to know, what is your darkest fetish?
Dark.
I think we already went over this.
Sure, we've covered this kind of stuff already.
No.
Well, let's reiterate it for no one.
If you had to go to Pandora's Box, which is like a place where men go to be dominated.
I have to.
Right. Roberta, what would you want them to do?
I don't
want to
be dominated.
Which room would you walk into?
No. I wouldn't want to be the submissive one.
We have a caller.
So you want, Rob says he wants to beat up Russ.
Sid wants to back out of
his room. I want the screeching weasel.
Rob would like to punch women out, is what he's saying.
He
wants to have an MMA match with him.
Yeah. You want to be in
that
sexual...
that we looked at where it was like wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate, what was it? Ultimate
Submission?
Surrender.
You want to be like a sexual Andy Kaufman?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Isn't that redundant?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Sure.
Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Okay, if you insist.
Was that
781?
Oh.
I thought of a question. You shouldn't hang up on me so fast. I get very frustrated.
Well, don't say that word.
We hung up on you, and then you thought of a question. So you're welcome.
What word?
For a dirty bomb going off in Connecticut or something, wherever he lives. I forgot. Massachusetts. All right. Go ahead.
Sean, what's the best way to seduce a significantly older woman that's out of my league?
You're gonna want.
Alright, should I give you some background first?
Just how do you know her? Just tell me that.
She is my neighbor.
Oh, your neighbor? Okay. What your first tactic is gonna want to be, you got to remind her of when she was younger. And you want to make her feel like, she's reliving that kind of, 20s, late 18.
I mean, she's not that old. She's, probably, 26 or something.
Oh, come on, man. Then just bone her. I thought you were talking about, 14 years older than her.
Hold on. Aren't you, 15?
26? Oh, I thought he was 18.
I'm 16. 16 is the age of consent in marriage.
She's 10 years.
I can have sex with as many people as I want.
Okay. Pizza. Okay, so she's 10 years older than you is what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, everyone in the chat wants to know if she's transgendered, and I kind of do too.
I'm pretty sure it's not that girl.
It's a new neighbor. She moved in 2 weeks ago.
Girls like guys that are more mature.
Yeah, but if it's this age, yeah. But if he was going if she was going for a 42-year-old or 38-year-old, then he's going to want to make her feel young.
You might want to blow your fucking nose before talking to her.
Yeah. But no, with this one, you need to seem older. You need to seem more mature. You need to run the show.
Try to not shave for 2 weeks.
Invite her to come see your
don't.
I'm not sure. If you've seen pictures of me, but I look pretty old.
Also, be incredibly forward. They don't want your little past notes shit from high school and crap. Just tell her you want the business. And
wear a suit.
No.
Be rich.
No.
Be
I don't
rich.
Have a suit.
Yeah, get a rich father.
Buy her a car.
Start walking around the neighborhood with a sack with a dollar sign on
it.
Just casually.
Also, wear a blazer, but roll the sleeves up.
Actually, Ross Gnarly had a good idea. Michael J.
Miami Vice.
Ross Gnarly had a good idea in the chat. He said that he should do his stand-up act.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I didn't hear you say that.
Or invite her to open night mic.
Yeah. Even my dad.
Steve is very well off, I have to say.
Is that open night mic?
Open night mic.
Open night mic. Pizza Destroyer's real name is Mike. She's saying, I'll invite him to open night, Mike.
What? My real name is Vinny.
I was
what?
You fucking liar. Yeah.
Lie. We're friends of
your own. I don't have to get your phrases correct.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, your eyes are watering.
The pizza. Even my old man told me this weekend that he loved your stand-up act.
I like the
You just need to work on your delivery.
Wait, hold on. So even your dad, because your dad is like a comedy critic?
Well,
like,
I think he's pretty damn funny. He likes Jeff Dunham. Those are his two favorites.
That's true.
And pizza now is inspired by Jeff Dunham. He's going to do racist ventriloquism.
Get a puppet. FOMO puppet.
Oh, is Jeff Dunham the guy with the Ahmed?
Yeah. But my dad's more of a Paula Poundstone kind of guy.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
She likes women that touch kids. That's kind of
she was this comedian that was very manly and weird looking.
And she molested children.
Vaguely androgynous, and she molested some
I thought
she adopted
got off
kids.
On that,
and, yeah, she no, sure did. got off
on
kids.
That charge.
Right, yeah, we shouldn't. I mean, I don't know what the outcome
was.
She was allegedly accused of. She had adopted some kids, like four or five kids without. You know, she's single, and she just adopted kids.
She's like the female Louis Anderson.
Right.
Is that right?
Sexually weird.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he adopted kids, too.
God forbid.
They both
why
had kids in
the
vagina.
Why compare me to her for? That's not right.
Anyway, I must say that this woman that lives across the street from me seems to be very well off. Like, she owns the house, but, like, is, like, totally single from what I can tell.
But also, don't refer to her as a woman. Man, I don't think she's going to like that. You're going to make her feel like a
call her a bitch.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that in person. I'm just speaking politely.
No, true.
Do you ever talk to her, like, when you see her around the neighborhood, or have you not spoken to her?
I've actually been over to her house once or twice.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I walked over. I'm like, what's up? She just moved in.
Sup?
Dude. I hopped the fence and I crawled through the window. I was like, what's up?
How low were your pants?
What?
You mean like your sagging pants?
No.
You know how like the kids they really like to like wear like those low shirts and like have their pants down to their knees and stuff?
Yeah. Is that how you were dressed?
I was.
I knew it.
Is that the type of guys you think she goes for?
No.
Okay. Well, that might be a problem.
Good plan.
I just crawled out of bed. That's how I'm usually dressed when I sleep.
All right. So what advice have we given him exactly?
Don't even bother.
The money bag.
I need to have sex with
him. He needs to act more mature. He needs to act older. He needs to be more forward.
I think if nothing else, the money bag
and
advice
and blow
is
your
what
fucking
he
nose.
Think.
Well, I feel like he should be dating women around his age. Wouldn't that be
what
good advice?
Say? Age is just a number.
Age.
I mean, I don't.
Number.
But that's
I don't
like,
want to date her. I just want to like have sex with her.
He's legal. He's legal now in Massachusetts.
Is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
16.
Okay.
But
yeah,
lose all respect for her though if she was willing to have sex with someone 10 years younger whose name was Pizza Destroyer. The second you put
Vinny Destroyer.
The second you put your dick in her, you'd be like, oh, what's wrong with this chick?
Well, you're saying you shouldn't fuck anyone who would fuck him?
Well, not when she's also 26 and a homeowner. Come on. Yeah.
I wonder if she has a lot of bricks.
Wait.
Yeah!
Homo?
All right.
He's a brick fireplace.
Oh.
Homo.
Oh, how do you know about
homeowner!
Slow-moaner.
Slow-mo! All
right. Thank you, Pizza.
Thank you for
we
your call.
I love you.
The destroyer of the Zah.
Of course.
All right. Junkies.
Aren't you telling jokes is the best?
Our number once again is 646-929-1357.
I think that a majority of our listeners are too young to have a sex life.
Or too scared.
Or sex
or they're very nervous to talk about their sexuality.
You know what then? Here's the idea. What we'll do is you can submit an anonymous question.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
By emailing us. So we have your email address. But we won't read it on air.
I have a way we could combine all of these things.
Oh.
So, like, Pizza Destroyer doesn't know how to talk to this chick. What if he... Clearly, if he's been in her house, maybe he could get her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And we could call her on the air.
Oh, I love it.
And make it happen for him.
Yeah.
We're calling on behalf of your neighbor.
We can be
his
wingman.
And it doesn't count as a crank call because we're, like, being upfront about why we're calling.
But, I thought I was going to say, are we going to do, like, Cyrano de Bergerac and just talk as people?
No. We're going to say we're a radio show. And this guy's
our...
a secret admirer of yours. He lives across the street. He's a little shy and also 10 years younger than you.
Let's do it right now.
Pizza,
get a number.
Well, it's too late now, I feel.
Just, you know, like either like private message in the chat or something because we don't want to like say
the
number.
No, I mean for
here.
Like the, yeah, for,
yeah.
Well.
I think that could be
2
something.
2 weeks from now.
That could be something.
Okay, let's say this idea again in case you didn't hear it.
We can introduce ourselves as the sex crew.
We'll announce.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi, we're here to clean your pipes. We're here to lay the pipe down.
We're the live cast sex crew.
Order the big sausage pizza.
Hello?
I think she hung up.
Sex group calling.
No, we'll alert in like the show description. Hey, we're going to be doing this segment tonight. Send your PMs to Robert.
PMS.
Porn for the Blind presents Big Sausage Pizza. This is a 35-second preview clip located at http://www.bigsausagepizza.com/playtrailer.php.
Okay. There's actually a question in the chat that I think Noah can field from Ross Gnarly that he was asking if
Noah can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it.
What do I have to feel?
Can you feel it?
He says, Sean, what if I'm attracted to you?
Do
you
want to
help
that,
him out with this? No.
You're implying that Noah is attracted to you.
No. Ross Gnarly said.
Isn't there an app for that now? I heard something in the news this week.
That's the
that
attracted,
attracted
to Sean app?
No, it cures homosexuality. Right?
Is there really an app for that?
Yeah, but I think like the,
Angry Bird?
The iTunes store or whatever, the App Store pulled it because people were complaining.
I feel if you are homosexual and you're deluded and think that you can be cured of homosexuality, you should try it. Why? You should have the opportunity.
Or maybe you're not really homosexual.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Hey, listen, to me, that's like natural selection. If anyone's that dumb to pay for that, that's good. They'll have less money and less influence on society.
That was what his question meant?
No. His question was, what does he do if he's attracted to me?
Oh,
to
if
you.
He's attracted to. So why would I be able to answer
that's
that?
What I was
being a female that's
been there,
attracted
done
to
that.
Males, like
that's
I was.
He's saying all females are attracted to him. So you being a female,
yeah,
should know.
I
how
thought
did you
Ross
cure
Gnarly
your
was attracted to him. I thought he was saying.
He's
that
saying
Ross
you can relate to Ross's question because you're a woman and all women are attracted to Sean. I think
that's
what Ross Gnarly is not a woman.
I
thought he was a guy.
Right, but he's saying you can fit in Sean's shoes on this issue. Because you are clearly both attracted to Sean. That's his.
Right, but that's not true.
That's your answer.
No, I think that's why Noah could speak to it better than anyone else, because she was and she isn't anymore. So how did she get over it?
Oh, you were? I didn't know.
Oh,
about
I
that.
Got to know him?
I opened my mouth.
There you go. Don't get to know Sean.
Exactly.
Well, I used to think Sean was not anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, can I let's expand on that now.
Look at how awkward they look.
I just have one small follow-up question, all right, and then I'll let it go. You said you were attracted to him, and you're not anymore, so you're now not physically attracted to him, like he got out of shape or something? Or just
my gut came in.
Is it really personality-based for you? Like
I just know him too well.
But you're still physically?
No.
Really? How does that work?
I like the, you know, the personality overlooks.
Yeah, me too. But with a woman, like, if I see a woman that's really attractive and I get to know her and she's like a cunt, I wouldn't want to date her anymore, but I would still be physically attracted to her. Like, I would still masturbate.
She obviously doesn't think that little of Sean. She still sees him every week, co-hosts the friggin' show with
him.
She's forced
to do
that,
though.
Yeah, we're
no, I like Sean as a friend, but...
You lost
his personality,
you went limp,
is not
so to speak.
Yeah, I do not have a good personality. Have you met me before?
No, I don't mean it that way. As a friend,
Sean,
you have a great personality.
It works for you as a friend, but not as a, to you know a little fucking around.
But how was it when you boned?
Wow, there's no answer.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Oh, they look so uncomfortable. Amazing. This is the best.
This is one of those times where I wish it was more of a video podcast. Yeah.
I almost got the camera phone right now.
Flip phone. Where is it?
That never happened. That never happened.
Honest to God, you never had sex with each other.
I don't like
Noah at all.
These are not answers to
right.
the question that you asked.
I did not have sexual relations
with that woman.
Can we wind back the clocks an hour? We're going to do an award show anyway. We might as well do a third hour. Hey, you two fuck. I'm pretty sure. I was cleaning up my bricks and I saw a cum stain on the brim. On my cement block. Yeah, woman.
And that concludes
our broadcast day.
Finally, that statement was appropriate.
Is that it? Is our show? Is it 10?
It's 10:01.
It's 10 o'clock.
Comma zero.
All right. Wow. Well, that was a laugh riot.
Yes. Noah's eyes are still red.
I'm sweating.
I feel very lightheaded, actually.
I think I need like a pack of cigarettes.
Wait, Sheik has actually a sex question. He's on the line.
Oh, please.
He wants to know, did you and Noah... I'm gonna, you know,
can we leave
it
in a cliffhanger? Can we leave it? Can we JR this shit?
I'm gonna believe
Darren.
I
how many licks
really
does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll in a Tootsie Pop?
Let me think about that. One.
I am
going to believe you. I am going to believe you and say what? I'm going to take your side, just like I took Rob's side last
Noah
week.
Noah didn't say no, though. Sean said no. Noah didn't say no.
I don't know
so
what
do
the question
it?
Was. You
so Sean said
really?
That never happened. So I believe Sean. I believe you. I will be the DA here. And I mean,
you guys bones.
I'll
you
be
guys
the
bones.
The two of you can mock. I will stand by my friends and say there.
Okay, where's that
slow-mo
drop where he goes, I don't think so.
Boner
no,
alert.
Don't
let it go.
No, he says, I think so. Uh-oh.
Who do you think?
I think
camera?
So.
Slow-mo, did they have sex?
I think so.
Yeah, see?
I thought he said, I don't April. Think so.
Gee, I haven't edited it.
I think so.
There it is. Shlomo, well, what do you think? Honestly, now let's not stop fucking with Shlomo. Did they have sex or not?
Of course.
Oh, all right, there you go.
Jesus Christ.
Shlomo does.
Shlomo, you son of a bitch.
Shlomo is the Mashiach.
Shlomo, can you simulate what their sex act sounded like?
Can we hear Larry King simulating what their sex act sounded like?
At least give me Rush Limbaugh. Mmm,
mmm, mmm, mmm, mmm, mmm. Mama, 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 mama.
Now, was that Sean or Noah?
That's definitely Noah, because she hates Asian people
I
so much.
I do not hate Asian
people.
Oh,
yell out Asian noises.
Yes. Treat me like I'm a dirty rickshaw driver.
Oh!
That kind of a thing.
Oh, that was actually PC. That was actually PC.
Dirty rickshaw driver?
Yeah, he didn't say
dirty
like...
Dirty rickshaw driver is PC.
That's a real job.
Dirty?
Dirty is not
why
a race.
It's
dirty.
Because it's dirty. Everything is dirty.
They can be sweaty and working a lot and fucking rode by like construction crew.
What if they squeaky clean rickshaw driver, Rob.
Yeah.
They could take showers throughout the day. You don't know.
When was
Where's
the last
the
time a rickshaw was driven in the planet Earth?
I see him in the city sometimes. Hipsters drive them. I'm not even
No,
kidding.
It's not a bike.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Not a real rickshaw. It's a petty car.
Listen,
camp.
Sid,
it's
a modern rickshaw.
I had a rickshaw before it was cool. I had it when no one had a rickshaw.
Rickshaws are over.
I got rickshaw rolled the other day, too. Bad.
But I'm defending. It's not like you said a real racial slur for Asians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave that to
like we learned in Gran Torino or something.
I would like to state that I am not racist against Asians.
I would like to defend Noah and say that she's definitely not racist. Yeah,
guys,
she was a lot more
race.
Definitive on that than on the sex question.
I should not have sex with Sean.
He does. Oh, all right. There you go. She did it?
So
I believe
what
her.
You guys
I believe
did, you just don't define as sex? Is
he
that what I got? Because
he pulled out.
Oh, okay.
I believe her. I tell you why I believe her. Because the... level of awkwardness, as high as it is, would be about 40 times higher if they
this
actually.
Really good.
And like, I would really come the fuck out to Bensonhurst to get laid. Let's be honest.
Maybe she came to you.
Yeah.
No. That's,
excuse me.
She works around. She works
like
walking
she,
distance.
I respect her enough that she wouldn't need to travel that far to get some ass.
So where would you?
But it's right after work.
Somewhere in
like
well,
right
yeah,
after
okay,
work.
Yeah,
you
that beats that hope. Okay.
Stop by.
For a pop-in,
a
pop-in.
And it's not like you necessarily came to Bensonhurst to get ass. Maybe you came to do the show, and then the
yeah,
ass
maybe
was there.
maybe
you're always here.
Maybe
it's also true.
Maybe yeah. We decided to get together early to do a little pre-production, and you decided to get here real early.
Yeah.
Or
I get off work between 6 and 6:30.
Yeah,
you get off work and then you get off.
Maybe Sid, Rob,
and
I.
And he gets off at work.
The three of us, Sid, Rob, and I left the studio, and Sean left with us, and then ran around the corner and climbed.
Yeah.
He came down my
gone?
Chimney.
Are they gone?
Yeah. Pushed in the AC unit.
Go!
They fucked on our console. On our board.
Oh, gross, you guys.
Every single chair you're sitting on now is full of my spunk.
We used your mic as an anal plug.
Oh!
So I earned my Red Wing. This isn't paint on these chairs you're sitting on, man.
They are red. Our chairs are red in the studio. A little backstage info here.
Red like
really
hot
is?
Fire.
They're
red
not like
sauce.
Period red though. They're like sort of a like a maroon.
I got those from Rob. So
really?
Oh.
Yeah, from Rob and Sid's old apartment.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Why is the Rick Astley?
We got Rick Shaw. All right. Goodbye.
All right, everybody. We will see you next week when we will be presenting the second annual Metal Injection Livecast Award. You have one extra week to vote. Don't fuck it up. See you next week. Bye.
Whoa, I'm tired of nobody moving.
Show because it's
Rob sniffs glue.
Show? I guess I shouldn't be so surprised. All the rest of the show's fans are dirty glue sniffers too. Here's the show.
Nothing break.
Announcer Chuck Blandington. Cancer. And get health care for every American. If they
got a lot of
last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection live cast.
I don't
know. It didn't say nothing. Like, squeaky clean rickshaw drive do the show, and then
yeah, maybe
you're always here.
Yeah, rickshaw.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you, Blandy.
You're gonna want your best way to do.
Should I give you like? Should I give you some like background?
Watching a documentary on fetishes.
Sid wants to back out of
that. That I couldn't.
He said it.
Nice.
Damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection live cast.
Countdown of like best hard rock artists ever.
Yeah.
Like it actually was quasi decent. Had people like from.
What a lot of spunk.
Lives in this shithole.
The advice line.
Jovin. Don't go.
What we're going to do on the show. Here it is. Table of contents of what we're going to do on the show. Here it is.
What a
Bye.
You said Danzig.
You realize this may be the number one topic at work?
Dude! Someone tweet a ding sound for every... Dude, so, okay, here's one Danzig story.
We always say, what do you think Danzig is doing right now?
Dude, Danzig lives in this shithole house near me in Los Feliz.
Los Feliz.
I don't know, that's a saying in Spanish, sorry, he's a white guy. About 100 yards down the street, his house is super run down, except he has a fucking amazing jaguar in the backyard. Anyway.
It's a palace of evil.
So he just has this huge pile of bricks in his front yard, and the house looks like an evil Pixar house. So anyway, his neighbor was like, dude, Danzig, please, you're bringing property values down with these bricks in your yard. And Danzig was pissed. So anyway, back and forth with this neighbor and Danzig, and finally one day, I see Danzig outside in his front yard, and he's hurling bricks into this dumpster, and he's saying, here I am, motherfuckers! Just cleaning up my motherfucking bricks, bitch! Just super loud to no one in particular for 2 hours. It was amazing. Like, I couldn't even think about other things because it was so amazing.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Dude, it blew my mind because it was Danzig. And it's just a really poor homeowner.
The last line of the clincher.
Can you that sounded like that? An infomercial for a Danzig story.
Yeah. Do you want to call 1-800-DANZIG?
You read that Danzig quote again? I want to hear it again. Here I am,
motherfucker. Just cleaning up my motherfucking bricks, me old.
Bitch.
Me old. Just clean. Here I am.
Wait,
just cleaning. Having a garage sale. Yeah.
Whenever I do anything, I'm gonna announce it. Here I am, motherfucker. Okay. Just ordering some lunch, bitch.
Hopefully, thank you. No, that would be great.
Here I am. Hell, woman.
Wait, did I tell the Danzig grocery story on the show last week, or was it off air?
When I worked at
Warner Brothers and I lived in L.A., fucking, I worked with this guy named Dave Devine, and the guy was amazing. Total metal.
Not saying dude nearly enough in the story.
Oh, dude. I totally remember this guy, Dave Devine. Like, dude, seriously, had an Ozzy tattoo on his forearm. Dude, seriously, like fucking like a big giant cockroach on his forearm. Dude, seriously. This guy was actually really awesome, and he lives also up the street from Danzig in Los Feliz, and... He loves Danzig, all that kind of thing.
How come Danzig doesn't live in a gated community?
He can't afford
it. No, he has a gate in front of his house.
Yeah, but it's not like it's just on a dirt.
Yeah, like his property is gated, but...
Yeah, it's a big...
You can see through it?
I mean, you can see the house.
The guy lives in his neighborhood, though. Like it could still be a gated community, and the guy also lives
in... I have a gate around my house! Yeah.
I just wanted Darren to do that.
No one gets in or out but me!
And your mother?
I used to have a flamingo in my front yard. But that guy in the store kept trying to deface it,
It brought down the property value.
Whoa!
Just him and his cat.
God.
Dancing at his kitties.
That's the cats. That's good that you bring that up. So Dave Devine goes to the grocery store in Los Feliz, right, in their neighborhood. And Danzig totally crushed all of his impressions because he was there in a white wife beater and gray sweatpants comparing two soup cans in an aisle with a fucking shopping cart with kitty litter and all this shit in it and his hair back in a ponytail.
Yes.
And it's like, this is terrible.
A black fishnet one in a supermarket. That's a little inappropriate.
I can't buy this banana. It's got a dirty black spot. Yeah, dirty black spot. Hey, give me a clean up banana.
I think Cancer Scare is right. Danzig is totally the new Mustaine for the show.
Yeah, really.
You're gonna fill up these cantaloupes. You know they're fresh if
you give him a poke.
I'm just asked if I'm high. No, I'm high on Danzig stories. Your weed is my embarrassing stories of music, musicians.
Evil musicians.
My face hurts.
Excuse me there, boy. Where do you keep the camel suit? Yeah.
I wonder if he was wearing socks with sandals.
Probably.
Yeah. He would probably do that.
Like some Birkenstocks.